time you see the numbers, you count down with them. I
can't. That one just went from 6 to 7, so I'm confused.
There was some movie where it was Wayne's World. Do you remember? Okay, God, I'm dating myself, but there was.
Who doesn't know Wayne's World? Wayne's World, party time.
Right, but do you remember at the beginning when they gave the guys, like, the cards and they were supposed to count in and everybody was, like, counting with it? I just imagine that's you.
And that's me every time. Welcome back.
Welcome back. I guess we should introduce the show. Or, like, yeah. We should just assume they know who we are and just keep it moving.
No, we should probably do an right. intro. We're not that
okay, good. But, like, we're not going to do this for much longer. They know us at some point. Or we're just going to have, like, delusions of grandeur.
That's true.
So, I am KP, Kai. Yeah, I've been doing this for a long time, and I've been trapped in my house for even longer. So, I called a friend, and I called my sister, and she showed up for me.
Yeah, that's me.
And, well, I mean, I can't introduce yourself. You have to introduce yourself.
Yeah, I'm Morgan. And I'm here to talk. And I actually was just telling you this, that I just silenced a call from my mom.
I mean,
which I kind of feel guilty about.
So here's my rule on that. Like, from the ages of 0 to call it 25, you have an obligation. But once you've, like, reached the point where they're, even if they're paying your bills, once you've reached a point of, like, the world sees you as an adult, you have no obligation to them. You be nice to them, you respect them. But if they call and you're busy, yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah, but I know a lot of 35s that are, like, half children, half adults. And I think if you're a child, you should still pick up the phone.
Okay, we've hit on something that I was talking with someone about the other day. If someone gives you money, that's not me being obligated to you. Like, if you loan me money, my only obligation to you is to pay that money
back.
I don't have to show up in places that you ask me to show up. And I don't have to come to your house and cut your grass. You loaned me money, or you gave me money.
But this is why you don't give people money.
Well, I mean, I if I give you money, I don't expect anything of it. You could turn around after I hand you the money and throw me the middle finger, and I'd be like, well, yeah, well, I'm good.
So the thing that I've learned is if you're going to give someone money, and I say give for a reason, because it's always, you can never expect to get paid.
Right. Don't give it if you don't have it.
Realize, just write it off.
Yeah.
Just write it off. But yeah, no, I mean, I think, I don't know. I like talking to my parents. I'm different. I'm a weird kid like that, I guess. So yeah, I feel guilty. Plus, I did call her yesterday, but in all fairness, she usually calls me back. Like, I'm looking at myself.
Well, I'm going to change the elevation of this camera so that I look like an adult.
Mm.
I mean,
not a troll.
I call my dad, he talks to me. I call my mom, he talks to me. And then I'm good for a week.
That's fair.
It's more of a, like, are you alive phone call.
Well, so, my birthday, right? I'm going to tell you my favorite.
Wait, tell them where they can send the gifts, too.
Oh, that's true. I should. So this is crazy. So my parents are, like, I love them. I'm very close to them, but they are a little insane, which is probably why I like them, because, hello, I'm, like, crazy, too. And so, anyway. So it's July. And I went to, this is back before COVID, years before COVID, and I went to the spa. I did a spa day. And when you go to the spa, anyone knows that you have to usually put your phone in the locker, and you say goodbye to your phone, right? Like, that's the end of stuff. So I finally take a break from getting, like, pampered and sitting in a spa, and I have, like, 10 missed calls. And I'm like, what the? What is going on? Who died? And so I'm going to reenact the voice messages I received on July 22nd. Hey, Morgan, it's Mom. Happy birthday. I hope you're having a good day. Give us a call back. Love you. Hey, Morgan, it's your dad. It's your birthday. Give us a call. Love you. Hey, Morgan, we're starting to get worried about you. It's your birthday and you haven't called. Give us a call back. Morgan, your mom is very upset that you haven't called her on your birthday. Where are you? My birthday is August 22nd. The next phone call was my mom going, just kidding, it's July 22nd, and your birthday's in August. Love you, call us back, and hung up.
Did I ever tell you the time my mom absolutely forgot my birthday?
No,
absolutely. I was dating a woman, and she showed up when I was still living with my parents, and she showed up with balloons and gifts and the whole thing, you know?
Yeah.
And which is a huge deal because my birthday is like 8 days before Christmas. So like, I'm the kid who got
You're like the kid that always got
One present
Like
1 year, someone, their name shall be stricken from the record, gave me half a pack of socks on my birthday and the rest of it on Christmas Day.
That person should be.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So this woman shows up, she's got all the gifts in the world. And, my mom looks at me and goes, what's she doing here? So, what do you mean? Why is she here? Say, because she brought me this stuff. Why is she bringing you stuff? And she's looking at this woman with, like, hate in her eyes. I said, because it's my birthday. It's not your birthday. 100% my birthday. And then because God is the greatest comedian ever, my dad called. Because he was traveling. And he said, hey, happy birthday. And I look over at her and she goes, I'm a horrible mother. I mean, I'm not going to confirm or deny, but.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the hate messages I got for not returning the phone call. And then the one that's like, just kidding. I was like. You know, here's the thing, though. Like, that's typical. Let me just tell you. Yeah, birthdays are not like a huge. Well, when I was young, I loved my birthday. I had parties that were huge parties, like dress up parties and costumes and limos. And now that I'm like old as fuck, I'm just kind of like, I mean, a birthday is a birthday, you know? Plus, I mean, it's COVID.
Right.
What are you going to do? So,
have you reached the point where you've forgotten how old you are on a consistent basis?
No. I'm always 25.
It's an easy age to remember. Somebody, like, when you're filling out those forms, they say, like, how old are you? And you have to pause.
Yeah, I mean, you know, my parents are not huge birthday people. I mean, look, they're not huge birthday people. They also registered my brother for kindergarten with my birthday and his year, and it was a huge fiasco.
Yeah. Oh, I hope our parents never listen to this.
Oh, I hope they do. Well, yeah.
I mean, I call them once a week, so I guess it's not going to be that bad. What, are they going to skip a couple weeks?
I mean, is that a positive or a negative?
I mean,
I'm not sure.
I'll just check the little online status on the Telegram and see, like, oh, I use online.
Yeah. Your parents are way more advanced than my parents.
I almost told you the name of our group chat, but let's just say it's, it excludes one member of the family. We'll just.
Is it your mom?
Well, I don't know. I'm unsure. I am unsure.
Speaking of, look at this. I have three missed calls. Mom, home, and dad. And it's the middle of the work
day. Right. Right.
Which I shouldn't be saying that because I should be working.
That makes me think, because, like, the second call after the first one. So, as a man, and if I'm dating you, like, if I don't answer the first one and you call again, that indicates emergency. That indicates, like, something has gone wrong. The third call, Christ Jesus, I need to find you because you're probably on the way to the hospital.
My family loves multiple.
No, because if I call you and you're just like, hey, what's up? What do you mean, hey, what's up? You call like three times in a row. Are you dying? What's happening?
No. I think it's a Mexican thing. They love the phone. Like, and they do it in like patterns where they'll be like, okay, and I know it's a pattern because what happens is they'll call me and I'll talk to them. And then they're like, oh, wait, Hugh, who's my brother? Hugh's on the other line. And it means that they actually called Hugh first, and he ignored it, and then now he's calling back. So it's like it's like a check off the box, and then they'll be like, oh, wait, and then they can't figure out how to go back and forth between calls, so then all of a sudden I'm dropped, and then they call, and they're like, why did you hang up? And I'm like, I didn't hang up. I mean, like, this is probably every week.
I don't know if this is going to make me a horrible parent. I'm pretty sure it will, but, like, if I have two, I'm definitely pitting them against each other for, like, my love. Like, who gets me the better presents? All of that stuff.
I mean, I would say that my parents would probably do that, but in all fairness, I am hands down the favorite. So, like, there's no, and, like, everyone knows it. I mean, of course.
I hope your brothers not listen to this, too.
Oh, yes, they are.
Okay.
He's read them.
I don't know who's the favorite. I think we've been shamed equally at some point or other.
Well, my brother once told my mom that Morgan and the Sun are competing for the center of the universe, which she's also not wrong for about. And I think it just defines my life perfectly.
So you said you had a topic today. We're going to try and do topics. How about, like, that's growth. We're growing.
Okay, so listen to this. I was on just driving my car. Right, and now that I have a baby, drive. I don't, for all these mothers out there, going in your car by yourself is like a vacation. Like, you can blast your music. I stop and get some coffee, maybe something to, like, you know, take my time. All those kinds of things. Anyway, so then all of a sudden, one of my favorite songs of when I was like in junior high, so that's a long time ago, I'm dating myself, came up, and I'm gonna ask you about this. Do you remember TQ, who used to do Westside? Whatever happened to them?
It was one dude. It was one dude, and he signed with
Kevin. No, it was definitely two.
No, it was one.
There was T, and there was
No, it was one dude named TQ, and he had the West Side song, and then he signed with Cash Money years later and did one song with the Big Timers,
I believe it was. Oh, Gator Food.
No, that was somebody else. This was like... Mac 10 was on the song too. Like, I remember watching the video on it. Was what was the BET version of TRL? 106 in Park.
Yeah.
And which, by the way, was a better show than TRL, but that's neither here nor there. The TRL got the Dr. Dre exclusive, and so they win. I don't know why I just went down that rabbit hole, but I don't know what happened to him after that.
Oh shit, you are, oh, damn it, I'm not supposed to say. Parents. Parents.
Right.
Quadi. Oh, no, I can't pronounce
it. I remember trying to hit the...
You're very right.
I remember trying to hit the high note in West Side, and I couldn't, but...
Oh, he's from Compton.
Yeah. Yeah, the West Side of Compton. That's what he was singing about.
Well, that makes a lot more sense now. Anyway, the topic was going to be, what are they now? Because I have a lot of questions, and you're really smart, and I don't know any of the answers. And so my first one was TQ. I know there's the Google machine, but, like, I don't want to have to look
at
it.
If I know, I'll tell you.
Well, so I do want to say that, yes, he was on Cash Money, which is insane that you know that. Under personal life, he's a lot older than I expected.
I'm going to guess he probably crossed the 50-year-old mark.
Well, that means I would have to do math. Could you give me a year that he was born? Because that's how Wikipedia does.
You know what? Let's do 74.
Damn, you're smart. 76.
Okay.
1976. Okay. What does that make
him? That would make him 45-ish.
Okay.
Yeah, depending on what
I can't do math.
What month it was.
This is another little tidbit about him. At age 16, he moved to Atlanta.
Mm. I mean, if you're black, you have to move or have been in Atlanta for a considerable amount of time at some point in your life. Like, it's one of the staples of keeping your card. That's why, like, you know.
That's how I feel about Mexicans in California.
Right, right. You know, it's why we don't necessarily, you know. Well, I'm sure Omarosa's been there, but she didn't enjoy it, so that's why she's not really claimed, you know.
This is what I was wondering. So
now I want to play this game with more people.
Isn't this a good game?
Name someone else. I'm on it.
So TQ was the big one, you know, and this game really started. I'll tell you why. Because the other thing is, you'll learn from our listeners will learn that I have this core group of friends from college that we're still friends. I know it's hard to believe, but I was in a sorority. And
shocked.
I know. Anyway, those stories are not coming out anytime soon. Anyway, not the point. So every year, starting at 30, we started going to girls' weekends where we left the husbands, kids, whoever at home, and we went and hung out. And one night we were in New Orleans, a little intoxicated, and Coolio came on, and the big question was, like, whatever really did happen with Coolio?
Coolio became an actor, and he did children's shows for a while. He made Bread, and I think he's kind of just, like, he did a song in the last 5 to 7 years. I know that for sure. He still has
the plates. He also made a cookbook.
Yeah.
Did you know he made a cookbook?
I do vaguely recall seeing that somewhere.
So this is what I found out. And then what I did was we all bought the cookbook as a joke for the girls' weekend and made, and every year now we make one Coolio recipe. But the problem with Coolio recipes are everything is measured in dime bags. And I'm not cutting my.
I swear to God, I need the cookbook now.
It's actually really, we did a spaghetti mm-hmm. one time. Yeah, it's actually like the fun that we do. But yeah, so this is where the game came from. So let's play this game again. So some other really good songs I'm going to look down, because I actually wrote them down for you when I was looking at this. So hold on. Okay. So Ying Yang Twins.
Okay, the Ying Yang Twins, I believe they are still recording, but they don't have a major label deal. And they showed up for something recently, like one of those like retrospective medley type things. But they are still like performing, just not big.
What are the names of said twins?
Oh.
And are they twins?
To be fair, I would have never known that question when they were popping. So, but like, as are they twins? No, they're friends, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
It's Kane and D-Rock.
Okay, yeah. Like, I never knew the name, the words to their songs. I just knew, like, the Whisper song was where you just whispered, and if you were in the club.
Like a salt shaker?
Right. Like, if you were in the club and the Whisper song was on, you had an excuse to lean in and get, you know, denied, and then try again because the song was still on.
Wait.
It starts with, "Hey, little mama, let me whisper in your ear." What are you supposed to do? You're supposed to lean in? See what's popping? What are we doing?
Okay. Let's see. So one of the first questions that when you Google the Ying Yang Twins is, what are the Ying Yang Twins' disability?
I didn't know they had a disability.
Yeah, I didn't either. D-Rock's left hand doesn't fully develop in his mother's womb and was born with a nub instead of fingers.
Wow. I mean, only one I knew who had that was DJ Paul from 3-6 Mafia.
Well, and Kane, the other one, was also born with a disability and has a mild case of cerebral palsy.
Is that...
I don't know what that has to do with Ying.
No. I like how the internet will give you a random fact. Just a random fact. Have you ever, like, just looked up celebrities and ended up on one of those, like, celebrity birthday sites where they just have, like, okay, it's just me. You didn't have to say no so quickly.
Also, did you see, or do you know that they also were featured on the famous song Get Low by Little John?
I may have heard that song at some point. Was it famous?
Little John, by the way, born 1971.
Yeah, actually makes sense. You know, I was flipping through, and Little John, I don't know if he's on the Bachelor, but he was definitely in the commercial. Like, and he gave him a yeah and everything, and I was like, wow.
Yeah.
What? And he got famous after fame for being like a DJ instead of a producer. Like, he was a celebrity DJ.
I think so, yeah.
We got to get in on that celebrity DJ game, by the way.
His name's Jonathan H. Smith. If that's not a white boy name, I don't know what.
Do you remember when they used to have those shows on, like, MTV or whatever, where they show you somebody's high school picture? He was just a normal high school kid and turned into Lil Jon.
He's also from Atlanta, Georgia, by the way.
Oh, come on. Everybody's from Atlanta, Morgan. Everybody. I'm from Atlanta.
No,
I've been there, though.
Anyway, so then the other one I was thinking about is, do you remember Mario?
Yeah. Oh, Mario is still getting it done. Right now, he has a TikTok song with him singing Can We Talk by Tevin Campbell that has become like a... See, I'm going to get you on TikTok. But like, you make a video and you choose audio, and there's one of Mario singing Can We Talk. And... here's my blasphemous music hot take for the week.
Okay.
Keith Sweat, Right and Wrong Way to Love Somebody. Or I think it's called Right and Wrong Way or whatever. Mm-hmm. Cute song, famous for it. Like, that's like a classic song, and, you know, and he wrote him, and you're not allowed to, like, cover it. Mario's version is better. I said it. Write in if you think I'm wrong, but you're wrong. Mario has a better version of it.
Mario also looks like a penis. I don't know if you've ever seen his face.
I thought you were going to ask me if I'd ever seen a penis for a second. either way, I can't agree with you. Oh my God.
You can write in and talk to me at Morgan L. Martinez on Twitter and tell me if you agree. But he's from Baltimore.
Yeah, no, he's from Baltimore. And he actually put his career on hold at one point because his mom got sick and passed away. He's really close with, you remember that?
Well, now I feel
the comedian Monique. They're really tight. And he actually put out a CD, I believe, or a CD, like anyone actually presses up CDs anymore. He put out something last year. I know it was during the pandemic, and it was actually pretty good. The first single was like, there's something on Life on Mars, I think was the name of the album.
Well, he also, in 2019, starred in the live television production of Rent.
Yes, yeah. No, Mario's one of those people who can really, really sing. And just like life in the music industry. He's got like one of the biggest songs in history, Morgan.
Which one?
Let Me Love You. You have heard it at the Gap. I just assumed that you go to the Gap.
The one that I remember him is Just a Friend.
Yeah, no, after that he had another, like several other albums.
Oh, here, Let Me Love You, which won him 2 Billboard Music Awards, which is one step down from a Grammy.
Anyone that has a Billboard Award and not a Grammy, I still love you. It's Morgan. Morgan hates you and finds disdain for your entire career.
That's not true. I just tell the truth.
Billboards are literally based on album sales. Grammys are based on the popularity contest. I said it. Sometimes they line up. I mean, Miseducation of Lauryn Hill was a great album that sold a lot of copies. But Macklemore won a Grammy over Kendrick Lamar. I'm never going to accept the Grammys again. Chingy. He is independent. After the second album, he left Disturbing the Peace and went independent, and he is still recording.
Where is he from?
St. Louis.
Yeah, his real name is Howard Earl Bailey Jr. There's two of them.
Really good at this game, Morgan. Really good at it.
I know that you actually are. And he was born in 1980.
Yeah. What? Wow. He's a lot older than I thought he was.
Yeah, me too. He toured as the opening act with Nelly, which.
Yeah. There was actually. He was supposed to sign with the St. Lunatics, and then he signed with Ludacris and Disturbing the Peace instead.
Well, that's what they said. Became a protege of Ludacris.
Yeah, and there was some a little bit of heat, like back then, because of that.
Surprising. He was on Def Jam too for a while.
Yeah, Disturbing the Peace was distributed by Def Jam, and
I don't know these things.
Yeah,
I mean, Right There was a hot hit.
My favorite song from Chingy is I believe One Call Away with Jason Weaver, who played Little Michael Jackson in the Jackson 5 movie. Yeah, this is my game. This is what I do. I'm out here popping pops.
How about, I'm going to make it a hard one. I think.
We're bringing this game back, too. Let's see if you can stump me one day.
Okay, hold on. How about Khalees, the milkshake song?
Khalees actually just did a ad for somebody. She.
Okay, an ad doesn't count.
No, but she's still out there. After her relationship with Nas, she didn't record as much. But she has been working, and I believe she might have done some acting, too.
Let's see if you're right.
But my favorite song by Khalees was the one where it's like, I hate you so much right now. I actually didn't like milkshake.
I hate you so much. You know that I didn't know that was the same person for a really long time? But what year was she born?
Oh, let's guess. I would say 83.
79.
Okay. Respect.
Not bad. She's like pretty legit. At age 14, she was admitted into a school for music and arts in New York. And she was a saxophone player.
Okay, respect for the saxophone, because that is not an easy instrument.
Yep, and then she worked with Pharrell for a while.
Yeah, the Neptunes and her were really tight. I'm not sure like if she walked away from the industry or the industry walked away from her, but...
I don't know. We're going to find out with the career right now. Nothing interesting. She, the last thing it says something about in 2002, she recorded So Be It for the Red Hot Organization's tribute season. Mm. Oh, in 2005, she had something with Tasty. I don't even know what that means.
I think that's an artist.
Yeah, she pretty much went, yeah, no, personal life. I always thought Nas was really good looking.
I mean, I've heard that. Not my cup of tea, but, you know, Nas actually has maybe my favorite album right now.
It really? Out, talk to me about it.
Came out 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks ago, King's Disease 2. King's Disease 1 is also really good. But King's Disease 2 is really, actually one of the songs from the album is on the top 10 this week. It's track, or the second on the playlist. It's called Rare. Nas's?
Like medium rare? That's how I like my steak. Sink.
There are days where I just don't know why I talk to you. This is not one of those days, but there are days.
How about Gorillaz with a Z?
I was actually listening to Gorillaz today.
Which one? Which song do you like to
sing? This was a remix from like a underground thing. But my favorite Gorillaz song was Feel Good Inc. And I think I've actually seen them. Like, they don't do many like public appearances, but I think I might have seen something where they were there. I could be wrong. It's like the Daft Punk guys. I think I might know who they are, but I'm not 100% sure.
How about Big Timers? And Time is spelled with T-Y.
Yeah, no, that was Manny Fresh and Baby, Birdman. And
is that the one that's like the Birdman?
Yeah. Like, that's a Gator Boot song.
Gator Boot.
Manny Fresh recently did, he did a Verses with Scott Storch, I believe it was. But recently, and as part of a way to get people to get vaccinated, he and Juvenile did a song for, I think, the state of Louisiana called Back That Vax Up or something like that.
Now that is one way to spend your time is to make a song called Back That Vax Up. God, that's great.
Yeah.
Big Timers, what I have to say, first of all, I want to preface with, I'm from California. I believe that West Coast rap is beyond the best. It is.
I'm not going to offend my West Coast brethren by disagreeing with you.
I know, but, right? That being said, I actually would say that, like, Southern rap is second and East Coast is third.
Wow. Not even sure where to begin processing that.
I know.
This is a perfect time to mention that our boy Sam is back from the hinterlands of, like, Eastern Europe.
Slovakia, I believe.
Yeah, and he's coming through with the music hot takes in like a week or two. So I'm going to hold on to that one and share it with him. And he will shame you. So just live with that.
Do I get to listen to him shaming? Do I get to fight back?
That's completely up to you. But, I mean,
are you armed for that
conversation?
Absolutely.
All right. West Coast rap being the best.
Do is I'm going to make us a Spotify playlist for our songs.
Okay. I think that West Coast rap, like all coasts, has its like really high points. I think that it's been inaccurately portrayed as only gangster music.
Yeah,
my personal I believe I love melodies, so I believe some of the early like down south rap. For me, like the pinnacle is like the Dungeon Family and Outkast and Goody Mob and
well, of course, yeah.
And so that would be my go-to. If it's a Saturday, I'm like grabbing the iPhone to hook it up, and I only get to listen like one album. I'm going to listen to something from that genre. But I don't know, too. You have to think, like, does the South get to claim Drake? Because
I was also thinking, so, you know, there's also one, and I know I'm going to get in trouble for saying this, but one of my favorite groups of all time is not... You can't see South.
They're in the Midwest.
Right.
Yeah. But they were on a West Coast label for a long time, so...
They were, which is why you could claim them
If we're going to go based on...
And they
the
do
label.
Have a lot of... Yeah.
But...
And they sound very West Coast until...
New York gives you the Wu-Tang Clan and Jay-Z and Nas and the Fugees.
So the Fugees is where you're like, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I mean,
you guys get the
they
Fugees.
Also give you everybody Jay-Z's. Out of Philly, the Roots. I mean, you just,
which I love.
You just,
the Roots are good.
Plus, it's the birthplace. The West Coast gives you like the entire Dr. Dre family.
Which I mean, so do we put Eminem with Dr. Dre?
We have to.
Okay, good. Because Eminem, I will make another statement, and I know this is not so sure. But Eminem on drugs was 100 times better than Eminem.
Well, I mean, I think we can all agree that we got a different style of music. We did it. I was never a huge Eminem fan.
Oh, I love Eminem. But I love all the hate, I love it.
I did think Marshall Mathers LP was, like, great, amazing. I don't know. I think I got to go to South in this argument. Just because...
Okay.
The number of people we can, like, finagle into the South is really high, too.
There is.
And then I would go, I don't know. I have an affinity for West Coast rap of a certain style.
Who doesn't?
But I don't have mainstream taste all the time either, so. But, I mean, I would argue that the South claims Drake because he's on Cash Money Records.
We got
Cash Money, No Limit, LaFace. There's just so many like legendary labels that.
When Sam comes in and talks, we'll have to ask him.
Yeah.
I think he's gonna pick East Coast though.
Yeah, he probably will. He probably will. But Sam's also a guy who listens to like some rap artists that I've never heard, and people are like, did you listen to the new Slime Biggie? You know, whatever. And I'm like, first of all, Sam, the name alone would have made me say I'm not listening to this. But
he has sent me some crazy links to some crazy music.
So everyone, be on the lookout for Sam. What's the disclaimer? Brownstone takes no credit or claim for anything that may be said by Sam. No.
Yes, yeah, that's correct.
Yeah.
Because it's Sam.
Yeah.
So how about Mystical?
Mystical.
With a Y.
Mystical. Was on the verge of greatness, and then he did this thing where he was like, you know what, you owe me money and you don't have the money, so you should really just give me oral sex, you know, forced. So he did a little time for that, you know. Oddly enough, they frowned upon that type of thing, and when he came back,
oh, so he went to jail.
Yeah, when he came back, he did a song on somebody's album and he still had the chops, but I don't think it's going to pop off like it did before.
He's also from Louisiana.
Yep, he was on No Limit Records. He was their breakout star for a while.
He, you're right, he did go to jail. There's a picture of him in jail.
Yeah, when he came home, he did some songs, though. And they were still, he was still Mystical, just the industry has moved on.
It's kind of upset. Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, it's not great. He's 50 years old.
Yeah, that makes sense. But... okay, the older I get, the less age is a thing that it was when I was, like, 15. At 15, if you were 25, I thought you were, like, the most adult of adults. Now I look at a 25-year-old, and I'm like, this kid knows nothing.
I still don't know a lot, and I'm 35. also, I want to just say, Mystical, we should just note that Michelle Tyler, which is his sister, was murdered.
Yeah.
murdered by her boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I said mystical with a Y, and I want to go back and say that mystical is always spelled with a Y. I meant mystical with a K. If I was going to write in, that's something I would write about, right? So
if you've been offended by anything Morgan has said or done during this podcast, please feel free to reach out to her at Morgan L. Martinez on Twitter.
What happens if I don't quiz you about, like, rap? What happens if I quiz you about, like, country music? Do you know anything about country music?
Let's give it a shot.
Now I have to think of someone. Oh, what is Hank Williams, the second, doing right now?
He lost his job on Monday Night Football because of some political moves that he had, and he is...
They gave it to Carrie Underwood, right? Yeah,
well...
Who just recently liked a tweet about not wearing masks.
Oh, well, Carrie Underwood. How about that? Shocking. Shocked, I say. Shocked.
Okay, Hank Williams. So, yeah, rest in peace, but his career...
Yeah. There's some things you just can't do, and he did them.
Yeah, so what did he actually say? I can't remember.
I don't know, but if we say it, we'll probably also get canceled. So let's just move on.
Okay, so, but have you heard of Hank Williams III?
I've seen Hank Williams III because I watched a show called Below Deck Mediterranean, or one of the Below Decks, and he was on there.
Oh, he was?
I don't know why I watched either or no, but... It happened, and I can't get it back.
So, I'm gonna tell you something about him. So, first of all, Hank Williams III, he sounds, when he sings, he's like his grandpa. He doesn't sound like his dad, right? But have you ever watched the magnificent show or movie documentary called The Wild and Wonderful Whites of West Virginia?
No, I have not.
Okay, so, bring this up because Hank III helped produce it with actually Johnny Knoxville, which is a whole other issue, but I urge you to watch this masterpiece.
The Wild and Wonderful Whites of West Virginia.
It might be the Wonderful and Wonderful Wild Whites, whatever. It's wild, it's wonderful, they might be, but just remember the Whites of West Virginia. Okay. It's a true story, clearly it's a documentary.
Right.
About a family that like runs a town and it's just pretty much like, yeah, they do pills, they sell pills, they like shoot each other. Their grandfather used to be famous because he used to be like the tap boy, the tapping man of West Virginia.
Wait, where do I find this glorious debacle?
It used to be on Amazon. Uh-huh. I'm not sure if it's on there right now.
Can I tell you that I can't figure out Amazon Prime? Like, how do I know what I can watch and what? It's all just in a list, and then I'll get excited about watching some random.
Is there something on the top that says Prime and you?
Yeah, no. So I do that, and then it's like it shows me a bunch of stuff, right? So I get excited about this weird dragon movie I'm going to watch. It's got like kung fu and like mystical whatevers, and I'm like, it's going down. Went and got my Red Bull. I'm about to sit down. I'm going to watch this thing. About to call my boys. I'm like, yo, I just seen some wild. And then it says $3.99 to rent. And I got to tell you, I'm never going to rent something from Amazon. You got to stop that option, Amazon Prime. We're not here for the renting.
So I watched The Wild and Wonderful Whites of West Virginia so much that I ended up buying it when it came off of Amazon. But now I think it's back on for free.
You know what?
Just,
I'm going to look it up right now.
Yeah, there's a thing called the Google.
So the Google, how do you spell that?
The T-H-E Google.
So Amazon Prime. We're gonna find out if.
Well, no, you just have to. Oh man, you're such a man. Okay, hold on. I can do this much faster than you.
I am a wonderful human being with an extreme logical mind that says if it's on Amazon Prime, I'm not going to another website to look for it.
Oh, yeah. So the focus is on the renowned West Virginia outlaw, Jesco White, and his eccentric backwoods family. In addition to getting in trouble with the law, the Whites, who live deep within Appalachia, uphold a time-honored dancing style, even as they contend with poverty, drugs, and other issues. Alternatively humorous and sad, mostly on the humorous side, but I could understand why people would find it sad.
Is this like the where, what was that show with the white dudes with the beards? Duck Dynasty, where like...
No, this is 100 times.
Okay, because like the... Our brother in on the other side of the melanin spectrum told us that Duck Dynasty was amazing, so a few of us checked it out and kind of just had a puzzled look for 45 minutes.
No, there is no puzzled look on this. No, if you don't find it as humorous as now, you have to go into thinking it's a comedy. Mm-hmm. It's not, but in my life, it is. I think. Let's see where to
on watch. The possibility of possibly hearing like, you know, the N-word pop out of nowhere. What's on the scale of like 1 to 5? Was 5 being like, oh, they're going to drop it, and 1 being like,
they don't drop it. I'm 100%, I'm 95% sure, but that's only probably because they didn't tape it.
Oh, so they were out there dropping it and getting it done, but the editors were like, we can't.
Yeah. Focused on like their kids getting taken from CPS taking their kids.
I'd imagine I won't laugh at that part.
I'm gonna reenact a thing. They're driving through Taco Bell, and it's, first of all, they get to the drive-thru, and she's like, "Do y'all have Fiestas?" And they're like, "What, ma'am?" She's like, "Fiestas. Do you have some Fiestas?" And they were like, "No, ma'am, we don't have Fiestas. Do you mean taquitos? Do you have taquitos?" And they're like, "Yes." "Did the taquitos come with Fiestas?" And they're like, "No, do you mean fajitas, ma'am?" They're like, "We'll just get a burrito." And then she drives through the thing. And you know in Taco Bell where they have a... Oh, okay, anyway. You know in Taco Bell, like, you can drive through and there's like glass right there? And you just see people inside. And so she's like, honks the horn, and there's somebody that she knows inside. And she's like, "Anna, her baby. CPS took her baby," and yelling it through the window at Taco Bell.
Okay. The wonderful whites of West Virginia. I'm on it.
Yeah. Okay, hold on.
Also,
the wild and wonderful whites of West Virginia. It's 2009 documentary. It looks like you can watch it right now for free on Amazon Prime.
All right, I'm on it. Also, I just want to reiterate that if Morgan has offended anyone in West Virginia, you can reach her, Morgan L. Martinez.
I have not said anything that was not repeated in this movie.
That's not how you get past. Like, it's like when you like listening to a rap song and like, you know, Jimmy from down the block, and Jimmy's got blonde hair and, you know, blue eyes, and he says, "But they said it in the song," and you punch Jimmy in the face anyway.
Yeah. Okay. This is. Yeah, I'm not getting out of this.
No, but it's West Virginia, so we probably don't have a high demographic there anyway.
Yeah, not our kind of people, and plus, like, I think they would even laugh.
Yeah. All right. What?
Our baby. Baby. Baby.
Okay, and that has been another Morgan Recommends. We're coming up on our time, but I like.
Yes, we are.
We just want to tell you guys we love doing this. Morgan and I would do this and have done this without being paid or filmed. So we're like, this is a bonus for us. And we'll be back soon. We'll drag Sam in and some other guests.
Yeah, Sam's our next one.
And, you know. Sam will shame Morgan about her musical life.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Also, what we should do is by the next time, you need to watch The Wild and Wonderful Wives of West Virginia, so then we can do a recap.
Right. I mean,
it's free on Amazon Prime.
It's not like I'm going to be welcome in West Virginia anyway, so I might as well offend them.
Oh, you're going
to. Yeah. No, I'm coming back with some serious West Virginia heat. I'm going to do it. We're gonna like take an entire state off the demographic map for this show. And you know what? We may be coming for you too, North Dakota.
You never know. Yeah.
Both Dakotas. Screw you guys.
Okay.
All right, guys. Next time you can check us on what are all the places?
Spotify,
YouTube, every podcast. Bye. Thing now. We got picked up on Spotify. How about that? Like, we weren't there and now we're there. They love us. We're stars.
They're not going to love us.
Oh, no, no, no. Spotify is probably going to drop us when they hear the West Virginia takes. But screw them. If it wasn't West Virginia, it'd be North Dakota, too. Until next time, guys.
Okay. Bye.